Mother's Day is this weekend. Did you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did you really?
Boy.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
I'm
you're
still
on top
trying
of-
to figure out what I'm doing.
Oh, well, you've known your mom all your life.
Yeah.
Just do something that you think that she would enjoy.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. You don't have to top last year. You don't have to be like everybody else.
Should probably just enjoy my presence, and that's free.
There you go. Good for you. You win. Did you remember that it's Mother's Day this weekend, Murphy?
Actually, I did. I'm joking.
Oh,
I did.
That's sweet.
I mean, you know, it's but Mother's Day for me is really you-centric to our children as Mother's Day.
It doesn't have to be.
I mean, I don't have my mom anymore, and, you know, I don't really celebrate your mom. I'm just kidding.
I don't expect you to celebrate mom.
The only time he celebrates your mom is when she's headed out the door.
No, I'm just teasing. We usually take your mom out to dinner or something like that. Are you going to do that?
We
ain't going to do that.
If she wants to, yes.
Okay.
I want it to be what she wants. In fact, she might want to see me on Saturday instead. Just me. Just she and I. We like that. And that'll be happier for you
anyway.
No,
that's up to you. I love being around her and with her.
Okay, don't you read that off of a card.
I bring it
up because Mama said every day this week, we want to hear from you about those impactful things. We all have them that your mom said to you that sometimes you still hear. That's the beauty of mamas. Mm. You know, we talk about dads all the time, you know, being kings. But mom is somebody who will come to your defense and go to bat for you in ways that no other human will. Like, every mom's got that bear inside of her.
Yeah.
You know? And you want to see a little bit of crazy come out of a woman, it's a mom who's worried about her kids or something. Right?
My mom definitely would unleash if she felt her kids were being... Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't happen very often that your mom really has to come to your defense in this world. But honestly, when she does... There's a part of you that loves that inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, okay, yes. I know that in the times I've done it for our girls, when I've gone to bat for them, they enjoy it. And it sends a message to them.
And it doesn't
stop. I'm in
stop,
your corner.
It doesn't stop when you're a kid.
No.
I know my mom would defend me for whatever today, even though I'm a grown up.
I'd be scared of Miss Judy.
I remember when my mom got very sick of a neighbor when we were young kids.
Yeah.
He was cursing for the first time in his life, and he loved to come back over the fence and do that. My mom went out there, and she taught him about every other word he needed to know.
Oh, that's nice.
And he left.
That's not really what we mean for Mama Said This
Week.
Oh,
I know that.
But you can join us and
let us
know.
That's next week, Mama Cursed.
877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50, and Sam has music news next.
Yeah, this might be the week that Post Malone drops his country album on us.
Sam's Got Music News,
brought to you by Boot Barn.
You know, this might be as good a week as any for Post Malone to drop that country album because a lot of country's been going on in his life.
Yeah. I'm
ready. Last weekend at Stagecoach, his whole set was country covers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did Check Yes or No.
Oh,
he did Don't Take the Girl. Suds in the Bucket. I mean, Sarah Evans came out and did that with him. And he also had Brad Paisley come out. They did this song.
Well, I'm going to miss her.
Right after that, he dropped this song on Amazon Music Original.
Oh, really?
Just this song. So.
Here I am again. I like Post Malone's country better than Post Malone's pop, and I love his voice
it
and his
seems
pop.
So natural doing country.
I also
country.
Like Beyonce's country
now,
a
this,
lot.
This Friday, he is dropping his duet with Morgan Wallen. It's called I Had Some Help.
Posty go.
I know. I mean, he's been doing country stuff all over, so I'm thinking if it's not this week, it's got to be coming soon.
See, an artist is an artist is an artist.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what road they go down.
Speaking of new albums, Dua Lipa dropped hers on us over the weekend, her big Saturday Night Live weekend.
Yeah. We found out that she's funny, too.
Yeah. Radical Optimism is the name of the album. She's been working on it for a few years. She said she wrote 97 songs for the album. But only put 11 on it because the rest just weren't good enough.
I love Houdini. I'm addicted to that song.
Yeah.
Houdini. It's one of them anyway.
Also, some Ozzy Osbourne news. A couple of things from Ozzy. He said that his doctors in his recovery found a tumor on his vertebrae. So he's been undergoing StelSim treatments for that one.
Wait, stem cell?
Stem cell.
So
Stell, comma, Sam.
He was already having back issues, right?
Yes, for a long time.
And he had that rod and all the stuff from the different accidents he's had. He also said that he would like to win an Oscar at some point, if possible. And his inspiration was, if Elton John's won two, I should be able to win one.
Agreed, Ozzy.
Not for acting, but for music.
Nice.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
You guys agree that Drew Barrymore has been a breath of fresh air in the talk show world?
Mm-hmm. Oh. This is me living vicariously through romance and men appreciating women and all of it.
You know,
okay,
how
by the way, I'm back. Here we
each
go.
Talk show person host has, you know, their own style and quirkiness. Yeah. Like Ellen came out and danced, and Kelly Clarkson sings.
Karaoke. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Drew Barrymore... I love it, too. Who would have thought this would be a thing? She gets into people's laps. Like, she gets close to you. Like, she will... Not everybody.
The audience?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Like, it's just so funny. Go watch clips and stuff. Anyway, I have some Drew Barrymore news.
Okay.
She's adding something. She's an actress. She's a producer. She's a writer. She's a host now. And she's also hosting, when CBS announced this week, last week, she's going to be hosting... The new version, the updated version of Hollywood Squares, reimagined. She's going to be center square. Now, I don't know what that means, though. I didn't watch that show.
You never watched the Hollywood Squares?
No, I think
when I was a little kid.
I was in a playpen. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some legends of that time period that were known for being Paul Lynde was the center square, right? Yeah.
What does the center square mean? What does that mean?
That's the, like...
It's a tic-tac-toe board, basically.
Thing.
And so you win Hollywood Squares by completing tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
And the celebrities are stacked. Three on the bottom, three in the middle, three on the top.
Usually the one in the middle was always Paul Lynde.
Okay, so that one will be
the
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And we get it in January. You know, we like hearing from you, so join us, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can do that online.
Direct message us on Facebook.
On Instagram as well, and we have emails rolling in. This is from Holly. I recently started listening to you guys while taking the kids to daycare and school, and I just love you all.
Hi, Holly, and thank you.
I'm a 90s kid.
Okay.
And I really can't jam to what I sometimes want to because little ears in the car, but we love you all.
That's nice. Thank you.
You know, I feel you, Holly. There's a certain, I would do it in the opposite. When our girls were little, Murphy, I would jam to whatever I wanted to hear rolling up into carpool in the afternoon. And as soon as I saw their little faces, I would have to turn it down. And then when they were about to get in the car, I have to turn it off.
Yeah, you switch to something that they can listen to. You're right. You do what you
always,
need to bring your kids.
But yeah, you do. And then you find shared things to listen to. So, Holly, we are grateful to be a part of that. Really. We really, truly are. From Mary, have a job interview after work today for a transfer position. Waiting for a DoorDash delivery while loving your show. Thank you for that, Mary.
Oh, I wonder what she's getting.
I know.
Yeah,
details,
DoorDash,
please.
Or the DoorDash?
Sam's worried about the food, not the career. Yeah. All right, this is an email from Lee. Hey, just wanted to point out an observation. I'm listening to Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. It's narrated by Ray Porter.
Okay.
This is an audiobook.
Okay.
Porter's voice is eerily similar to Murphy's. It
feels
like Murphy is reading me a bedtime story. I'm really enjoying the book and just thought you guys would like to know. Thanks from Lee. So, Lee, I grabbed a piece of that audiobook.
I'm curious to hear it. Do you think it sounds like me?
I don't, but you understand I'm married to you. I hear you.
All the time.
Like 110%. So.
All right.
Something about the question irritates me. I'm tired. I drift back to sleep. A few minutes pass, then I hear it again. What's two?
What do you think, Sam? Does it sound like Murphy?
No.
Well, Lee does think it is. And by the way, it's a book, Project Hail Mary, that is soon to be a major motion picture starring Ryan Gosling.
Oh. That's big.
Keep it coming. We love hearing from you. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, flooding became a huge issue in the last several days in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas with hundreds and hundreds of rescues. Did you watch some of them?
Oh, yeah. They were amazing.
And 153 that we know pets rescued, because that happens as well with these floodwaters.
Yeah.
One of the big problems is also more rainfall is expected this week in a lot of these already heavily flooded areas.
Mm.
Number two, that escaped zebra that was on the lam for 6 days in Washington State has been captured over the weekend. So these zebras were being transferred and moved, and then a few of them escaped, and they captured all of them except this one. Her name is Shug. She ran through the foothills of the Cascade Mountain Range for like 6 full days and was captured this weekend by animal control and private citizens on Friday.
Yeah, you see a zebra running around in your yard.
And now she's going to end up back with her zebra pack, if you will. Mm. Not that they run in packs, exactly. Yeah. And number three, today is National Nurses Day.
Yay.
Okay, it kicks off Nurses Week. It was designated a special week in 1982, and it'll all wrap up on May the 12th, the birth date of Florence Nightingale. Thank a nurse this week.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
All this week, getting you ready for Mother's Day, which is this Sunday. Mama said, we want to know from you, what are those things that you still hear inside of your head that your mom
from
told
mom.
You? It
mm-hmm.
could have been something big, major life stuff. You know, or it could be little things like when I clean the kitchen, I hear my mom's voice that Jody, cleaning the kitchen is not just dishes. You need to wipe down the counters. I hear that and I love it and I'm grateful for it. So you can join us also 877-310-4MSJ.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Well, good morning. My name is Lisa, and I am listening to you guys talk about Mother's Day. And I just need to say that if you have children, whether you are married to the mother or not, I think it is an awesome way of setting an example and honoring the mother of your children and teaching your children to just respect your parents and honor that day of everything that's been sacrificed for them, regardless if you're married or not. And depending on the relationship, I think something as simple as a text, a phone call, or even a card just to say thank you for sacrificing and raising my children. So I think marriage has absolutely nothing to do with it, and whether it's your mother or not, that person's the mother of your children. Thank you for taking my call. You'll have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Shout out. Correct.
I have sent texts. No, it's only text.
It's okay.
But to the mothers of my kids.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day.
Yeah. I mean, I do it at Thanksgiving and Christmas, too. Just, you know.
That's nice.
And I get happy Father's Days and happy birthdays, too.
Is it that, do you mind me asking, is it that simple, happy Mother's Day, or is it a specific, you know, hey.
Well, you know, we don't want to get too carried away. We just want to, you know.
So you send the same message to all?
What else is there to say? Happy Mother's Day.
I'm just asking.
I really enjoyed my time with you.
I just wondered.
Sorry we divorced.
No, I'm just, do you mention the kids specifically? Because that would be different messages.
No, it's just a happy Mother's
There's
Day.
There's no wrong way
to
do
me,
it.
A simple happy Mother's Day to somebody you divorced 20 years ago, that's like, okay.
Yeah. It should be simple. Correct. Yeah. Okay. It's not so raw. Okay.
What you doing this weekend?
All right, keep it coming, and we are going to hear from you about Mama Said on the way.
I was reminded this weekend that part of the move-in for the kids in college in the fall is a move-out in the spring.
Yes, you've never done this?
Yeah.
It feels like...
Well, yeah, I did it when I went to college, but...
I mean, for your kids.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet for the twins. This is finals week for the twins.
So is a bunch of stuff about to drop at your house?
I have a feeling it is, and here's this is the way college has played out, and pretty much life with twins, Maddie and Parker. Maddie calls and, hey, are you going to be available? Da-da-da-da-da. I have to check out my dorm. I got da-da-da-da-da-da-da, throwing three or four things at me. I haven't heard a peep from Parker.
Sure, because he's not thinking about that yet.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about that yet.
Yeah. So anyway, at some point this week. Or next weekend. Now, the good thing is Maddie is moving into a house with some friends next year for college. So she's getting rid of a lot of the stuff in the dorm, like the matching beds, the matching this, the matching that. So she's been selling that stuff on Marketplace. So it'll be a little less of a move out than there was of a move in, but still... It's like, I thought I was done with that in August.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're not done with this for a long time.
Can't you handle the rest of this by yourself?
So here's my question for you. Maddie has some, you know, plans, and she's thinking about this ahead of time, which will make it easy for you as well.
Yeah.
Parker is not. Will you think for him and be ready, or will you let it land and see how it lands?
I have, this year has been epiphany year for me with kids. I'm going to let it. Let him figure this out.
I think that's
good.
One thing you learn, I guess, when you have five kids from the early ones is what to do with the later ones.
Well, you can. There are certain things.
So it's like in the past, I would have jumped in and said, hey, it's ending. You need to come up with a plan. But now it's like, you know what?
They learn it better if it's a little bit of a harder thing. Yeah. If you soften every blow, they're not going to learn it.
Right.
Well, especially when you think about how you learned things, typically the things we remember are the things we learn the hard way, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
You know, Maddie is so on with this that she was telling me about moving in with other friends and looking at houses like 2 months ago.
Aw.
You know?
So different.
I'll let you know if I hear anything this week from Parker or if he's just going to stay where he is.
Yeah, or it sounds like you might just have another free Saturday to yourself. Hey.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
Madonna's final concert in her Celebration tour was so big.
How big was it?
It was a free show that she played this weekend to 1.6 million fans in Rio de Janeiro. On the beach there, there were more than a million people there.
Did she show up on time?
I don't know about that. But she played her heart out, and it was so hot that the firefighters were spraying people with water before the concert began. Huh. Water bottles were being given out, and it was free. So there were boats in the bay watching as well. Hmm. Just wow. A very big deal. And this is her wrapping it up. And it's the biggest concert. Like, you know, Taylor
Isn't
Swift
it like
has
the biggest concert of all time now?
For attendance.
For
yes,
one show?
For yeah. one show. Yeah. I mean, if you're a Madonna fan, go online and watch some of the footage of it. It's to look just at the crowd is incredible. Mm-hmm. And then
that's what it looks like to see over a million people in one place.
That's right. It's crazy. I mean, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, is the biggest tour in the world right now. But this was the biggest one-time only show.
Yeah,
I'm kind of hoping after she rests now, because this was the final concert of this tour, that she gets back to work on her biopic.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Getting you ready for Mother's Day coming up this weekend. The things your mom said to you that you still hear to this day. What is something your mom said to you when you were growing up that you still hear in your head today? We call it Mama Said, and we want to know yours. We've asked on our Facebook pages. You can also jump in with us, 877-310-4MSJ. I have one from my mom that I can't share, but I'll give you the gist of it. No.
What's the reason?
Don't start anything and there won't be anything.
Oh.
But it wasn't to me. It was just to others around. You guys know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We understand each other then.
Not very refined, but yes.
Well, she was refined in other ways, but she also laid down the law a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I like the tough mom speak, truly.
Exactly. Exactly. When needed, she pulled that out of her pocket. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From our Facebook page, Dawn says, go put that face back in the drawer whenever we were grumpy. Okay, Trish.
That's awesome.
Trish says, my name is Patricia, and my mother called me Pat Baby my whole life.
Oh.
I'm 43 now, and when I was 30, I realized she was calling me Pat Baby and not Fat Baby. I laughed at it for such a long time when she told me, but in other words, she thought her whole life that she was being called Pat Baby instead of Pat Baby.
Really?
I love these little stories because what we were asking for is kind of like the wisdom. And what we're getting are all these sweet little
stories. You've been saying Pat Baby.
That's really sweet.
Terry says, count your blessings. Mm-hmm. Laura said, my mom taught me treat every person you meet with kindness no matter what. Right. So true. Golden rule, right? Marsha, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Marianne says, pretty is as pretty does. I have heard that my whole life, and I never really knew what it meant when I was a little girl, but now I feel like it just means, and you guys can help me.
Sounds like Forrest Gump.
I know. Mm-hmm. It means it doesn't matter what you look like, it matters what you behave like.
Yeah.
Pretty is only the way pretty does.
That sounds to me.
That's the way I interpret it. Mm. Okay. Martha says, a written thank you is the best kind of thank you. Ooh, I love that. Peggy, you're not dressed until you put on a smile.
Or your underwear.
Bill wants to do a quick shout out to single moms who do double duty. You better believe it. All this week, keep it coming. We love hearing from you.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Your Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty Nature's Blend.
Number one, the cicada invasion has already begun for several parts of the country. It's a rare scientific event where two different broods, like one of these broods usually comes out every 13 years and the other every 17. But this time it's an overlapping thing. So there's two different species.
Is there any bad blood between them? Any fights expected?
No.
I just wonder, how do you tell them apart?
And if you are bothered by the sound, no, it can't hurt
That's
you.
That's the sound of summer.
Right. And they're not harmful at all. The word is, though, that they do pee a lot. Just know that. Scientists say watch out. You know, it's a special rare thing we're enjoying.
Yeah.
Number two, Apple having their next big event online tomorrow. The event called Let Loose. Mm-hmm. This time the picture shows, you know, someone holding the iPad pen or whatever.
Actually, that's the Apple Pencil.
Okay.
But I'm not splitting hairs with you, Jody.
You know I'm an Android person. Anyway, apparently it's all about the new iPad Pro M3 and the iPad Air 6.
Okay.
Exciting. For all of you Apple smarties. And number three, tonight is the Met Gala. It's the Super Bowl of fashion. Everybody looks crazy, beautiful, but nobody looks really comfortable.
No.
You can watch it. Vogue live streams it or catch it on YouTube. Look for Zendaya, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, even Chris Hemsworth this year.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Carla sent us this, guys. I remember the guys, you guys, like documentaries. I think we all do, right?
I love documentaries.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I will also watch the Nicole Brown one that's coming in early June because it's about her life, not just about her murder and the trial. And that's what the family wants is, how about let's talk about her and not about the person who was accused of murdering her. Okay. Carla says, I know you guys like documentaries. Highly recommend The Contestant on Hulu.
Never
it's a huge commentary on our increase in reality TV shows and acceptance of what we watch on those shows, and a great ending. Okay. Carla.
So I wonder if it dispels myths or does it like reveal things that, you know, behind the scenes things?
It's interesting.
Because they say that, a lot of reality TV is guided, scripted.
Are you kidding?
You know,
of course
so
it
forth.
Is.
Yeah.
You have to remember with shows that are competition, just singing or whatever, it's still a TV show. It's not really a competition first. It's a TV show first. If you remember that, then you can take that with you.
I have one here from Sheila.
Okay.
Hi, Sheila.
She says, happy Monday. I'm catching up on your shows from last week. That means Sheila's listening
podcast.
To the podcast.
Yeah.
And she said, I really enjoy hearing the history of how Jody and Murphy united as a couple, because I was always wondering what the story was of how you all met. I literally laughed out loud in the kitchen.
Aw.
Jody commenting how she took all she took away was that Murphy remembered his dates with Sam, and they were epic. That was hilarious.
It was funny, Sheila.
My boyfriend of 10 years does not remember certain things about our firsts, and you are so right that women remember everything.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which isn't always a good thing.
Aw. Depends on what you do with what you remember, ladies, if it's a good thing or not. I have no problem with you not remembering our first lunches and the specifics. I know that it doesn't mean it wasn't important to you.
Oh, yeah, I know. When you get tossed back into the past like that and ask questions like that, and you put yourself in that time period, there's just certain things that
do
stick
remember
out,
where
you know?
We ate, you know.
And so the podcast, in case you missed it, it's because Sam and I have known each other longer than Jody and I did, and we were talking about how much fun Sam and I used to have at lunch, and that kind of became the focus of
And you called them epic, but you couldn't remember where we had lunch first.
I know.
Not so epic.
Thank you, Sheila. Jump in anytime. You can also join us, 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Star Wars weekend was a bust when it came to looking for blue milk this weekend.
Oh, I'm
for
Sam. Sorry,
well, Sam, you are our resident Star Wars fanatic.
Yeah.
So what else did you do when you didn't find the blue milk?
I went home and pouted.
I
went to three
vanilla?
Different Walmarts to find the blue milk, and they didn't have it.
I guess it's the...
Man, that's intense.
Yeah.
I guess it's the mom in me. It's like you could buy vanilla milk and use...
No, I haven't thought... Yeah, I did think of putting some blue food coloring and calling it that, but then I would be cheating myself.
Well, then you'd have to stop and think, am I really doing this right now?
How far am I going to take this just for a Facebook picture?
Did you at least wear like something?
No.
I
had my coffee in my Grogu mug, my Baby Yoda mug.
That's it. And that's all you
did. But that was a bummer, too, because I couldn't find my Darth Vader mask mug. I don't know what happened to that one.
Well, you had a rough weekend.
I did. Hey, good news is, though, I was at Walmart, you know, all three of them, and this little old lady came up to me.
All three of them?
The three I went to look for the blue milk.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
And so I'm standing there, and she says, excuse me, Sonny, can you help me? I was like, Sonny, lady, look. So she was on the dog food aisle.
Yes.
She wanted me to lift a big bag of dog food and put it in her basket.
Look at that. Aww. Sweet.
I said, did you do it?
I said, that's 60 pounds. You should be able to get that. Use your legs. No, but she said, it's right there. It's the old Roy.
Oh, yay.
There you go. Okay. I was like, oh, Roy, well, that's good. Oh, never mind, lady.
Yeah, I didn't know if it still existed.
And the other thing I found for you guys at the Food Dude found was the
creamy
coconut zero sugar Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Thank
okay.
you. I'm so
wow,
excited.
Thank you,
and
Sam.
I brought one. You share.
No.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Murphy, I got yours, too.
It's so
thank
pretty.
You.
It's spoken like a true alcoholic. It tastes like Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is it? Are we going to be addicted to it? You know, I
like it.
Dr. Pepper Zero.
I've had three of them this weekend. They were so good.
Okay. I'm going to have to try it then. I can't wait. I guess we need to refrigerate this before we
that's up to you.
Enjoy.
If it tastes like Malibu, who cares? All right. Thank you, Sam.
All right.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
I've got some William Shatner news, and I think the last time we heard from him, he was in space.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
For real, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
not
telling you.
Yeah.
Not Star Trek. He was on the Jeff Bezos flight.
Yeah,
right. Blue Origin,
mm-hmm.
And he seemed
was
to
moved
really
by it.
He was really enjoying it. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was. I think he was in tears at the end of it.
Well, he's 90 years old, being shot into space. And,
that was, I guess, he was 90 then. He's 93 now,
is
and
he?
The word is
wow.
He would be up for. Playing James T. Kirk one more time.
Really,
he said this. He's been doing a little bit of press because he's promoting his upcoming documentary. Did you guys know this was coming?
No.
It's called You Can Call Me Bill. He's got that documentary coming out, and they asked him about it, and he said, look, he's very intrigued with this technology that de-ages actors for such projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, if they want to work something in, if the story was right, he would come back. I'm thinking, of course he would love to do that.
Yeah, but they have been telling him no for a decade now.
Oh, you is know, that what's going on like behind the scenes?
Like in the new movies with Chris Pine, he wanted to come and do, no, that's
cameos.
Okay, we're good.
Oh, wow. I wonder if he's difficult on set or something.
Don't know. They already got a Captain Kirk. It's over.
See, something's rotten there because why would you tell a 90-year-old man he can't come on set?
Right, exactly. Not fair.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Chili's has a couple new menu items,
okay.
And some restaurant industry watchers are saying this is like almost a direct challenge to McDonald's.
Really?
How?
Yes. They've dropped a new chicken sandwich called the Crispy Chicken.
Not
to be confused with the McCrispy.
Yeah.
And this one's the real one. It's called the Big Smasher Burger.
Yeah. Does it have a special sauce?
It is. This one's only one beef patty, but it's a half-pound patty.
Okay.
A Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
American cheese. Lettuce pickles. Onions.
Well.
A sesame seed bun.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I always want to sing it.
So the only thing it's missing is the second burger and the middle piece of bread.
Aww.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They have a right.
Yeah.
They have a right to do
well,
it.
It's a How great many... combo, isn't it?
It is a delicious
thing. It's very
thing.
Much yeah. Americana.
I mean, and a half-pound hamburger really does sound good to me.
I need to try to make one. The next time I make burgers, I need to try to Big Mac it up.
What, with the extra piece of bread and
Thousand
Island?
No, I don't mean that
way,
just with the taste.
Huh? Oh, yeah, there's Big Mac special sauce recipes all over the internet.
Copycats. Cool.
Hey, IHOP's doing this thing every month this year called the Pancake of the Month. And this month, we have a white chocolate raspberry.
Oh.
You know, that sounds good.
Yeah, the only thing that could make that better is that was dark chocolate raspberry.
Oh,
so the picture
man.
Of it reminds me of that chantilly cake, you know, with that
yes.
light whipped topping kind of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't let myself have pancakes very often, but when I do, I savor every chew and
yeah.
bite.
Yeah, maybe we could make that a little Mother's Day mission, Jody,
there
this
we
week.
Go.
Fine by me. Bring it.
Got a couple Oreo treats for you here. The Oreo Frappe returns to McDonald's.
Oh, nice.
Limited. Check with your McDonald's first, because it's not going to all of them.
Okay.
And Andy Ann's, the pretzel queen. Mm. She has a new treat. Creamy Oreo cookies and cream icing put on top of pretzel pieces.
Oh, so,
you
sweet
get the sweet and you get the salty.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works.
And everybody loves Cholula, right?
I love Cholula.
Well,
Cholula, the garlic one.
They're getting into the meal business because they now release some burrito bowls. Four different burrito bowls you can pick up.
Chipotle
chicken, chipotle veggie, salsa verde chicken, and Cholula chili lime pork carnitas.
Sounds great. Thank you, food dude.
You know, if you're still looking for a way to save time in the kitchen every night after a busy workday, I've got a solution for you. Factor ready-to-eat meals. Hey, it's Sam. Now, you heard that right. Factor delivers ready-to-eat meals right to your door. The meal prep services, they're great. You still got to figure out the recipe and fix the whole meal. You need to try Factor. See, Factor delivers delicious, fresh, never frozen meals. They're ready to eat and they're brought right to your door. And your next question is about the variety and choices, right? Well, Factor gives you 35 different meals to choose from every week. And that includes calorie smart meals, protein plus, even keto. And there are more than 60 add-ons for every meal, so you can customize them for your taste and your needs. Ordering? Well, that's easy too. All you do is check off what you want. Now I just wait for the ready to eat meals to arrive. Right now you can get half off your order too. Go to factormeals.com/MSJ50. You get 50% off. That's code MSJ50 at factormeals.com/MSJ50. You'll get 50% off your order at Factor.